Hello, 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 and thank you all for listening in to another episode of the IKG, or the I'ma Keep Going podcast. My name is Eric, of course, and I thank you so much, and most importantly, I appreciate you for listening in. Look, y'all, don't forget to rate this episode and all the other episodes, too, and subscribe to it as well so y'all can be notified of any upcoming episodes. And if you rate, obviously, and you subscribe to it, that brings me up and it boosts me up in, you know, the podcast realm. So, yo, I'm trying to be one of the top podcasts in the nation. I need y'all help to do that. So I thank y'all so much for doing that in advance, and I will do my best to keep them coming as long as y'all keep listening, you know. But in all honesty, I do this for y'all. I really do, because I tend to get lazy sometimes, which can have consequences in itself. And I'll explain a little bit more of that later on in my I'ma Keep Going moment. But today I want to talk to you all about one of my favorite topics, which is manifestation and setting intentions. So I decided to pick up the book Think and Grow Rich Again because I believe that it has a lot of great insight. And, you know, just being intentional and being steadfast with your desires. And I suggest that you actually pick it up again, too, if you haven't already, because you may have missed something the last time around. I mean, I tend to, every time I read it, I tend to see something else that I may have missed the last time around. And if you don't want to, you know, I got you. Just go back to my previous episode of the IKG, where I actually break down the book by each principle and think of it as cliff notes. You know, because I like the book so much, so I broke it down for y'all. But at any rate, I wanted to revisit it again because I believe in the idea of going for what you want and having like a crazy focus on it. And if you don't believe, then you won't achieve. That's been one of my mantras actually for a while now. And I'm working on a few things that I'm manifesting now, and I know it's going to take a little bit of time to achieve it, but I know without a shadow of a doubt that it has already come to pass. I'm no longer thinking in the mindset of it's going to happen. I'm thinking now more of it has already happened, and I'm visualizing it as such. I see it as, I'm just doing what I can, y'all, and I put the work in to ensure of it. It works, y'all. And I have my friend and my esteemed colleague, Renee Abrahamian, back again on the episode, on this episode. And I like to call him my manifestation guru because, I don't know, we every time we talk, every time we discuss some topics or whatever, it's always something new that I get from her. So my hope or my desire is for you to listen and learn something new as well. So enjoy this episode of Manifestation with the amazing Renee Abrahamian.
So, we're just talking about manifestation and how it applies to everyday life, y'all. Of course, thank y'all for listening in. This is the IKG, the I'ma Keep Going podcast. I'm Eric, and I have you're a resident of the podcast now. you're just a house. You're not even a house guest. You just have your room now in the podcast.
Right.
And if you don't know who I'm speaking with, it's the ever so amazing Renee Abrahamian.
Thanks for having my room ready, though.
Yeah, always. You know, she's from Sands of the Mind podcast and Limitless Manifesting, and just an overall awesome person who's helped me significantly when it came to manifesting and talking about the desires that you want, talking as if it's already yours. And yeah, I just had to bring you back on again. Because we talk all the time about all kind of cool manifestations.
I have my B sidekick today.
I know. Your B sidekick is just kind of, he's not letting you be great right now.
He's hanging out.
You know what's funny? Remember the last time we met at the bookstore? Mm-hmm. And you had a B there. There was bees
Did
there. Remember
bee?
That? Oh, no. That wasn't a B. That was gnats.
Oh,
they were gnats.
Yeah, gnats.
Or flies or whatever.
Bugs like me.
Right. I mean, that's because you're a sweet person.
They just,
you know.
They do. They just hang out.
But we're actually here in Cedar Hill, Texas, which is an amazing place. I love Cedar Hill. I've always liked Cedar Hill ever since I've came here once before looking for, you know, homes and things like that. And I just love it here. It's awesome. And we are in the Hillside Village Shopping Center in front of the Barnes & Noble, which, you know, outside just kind of hanging out, y'all. So thank y'all for listening in as always. And welcome, Renee, to the show again.
Thanks for having me, Eric.
So, yeah, we're just gonna get right into it, man. You know, just talking more about manifestation and how amazing it is. And I had a conversation with you the other day or last week, and I was like, you know what, we need to talk again, because it's been a few months now since we've talked, and just kind of get an idea, you know, some more manifestation tricks, techniques, to how it can apply to your life now, and just how we should be able to recognize the importance of it and how we do it all the time. And the last time we talked, one of the things we kind of mentioned is that how we do it all the time, and a lot of times without even knowing. And I wanted to kind of talk a little bit more about that, some of the ways that we do it without knowingly doing it, you know.
Okay, so earlier we kind of hit this topic about how your subconscious doesn't know the difference.
Right.
It just is. You know, things that you say, especially anything you're saying repeatedly, is going to be accepted by your subconscious. And it seems like, I don't know if it was this morning or yesterday, I was thinking about consciousness and how we tend to separate things out because we're so used to being, you know, in the physical, and we're like seeing, like my purse and my cup are separate. And so we have a tendency to think of things as separate just because we don't consciously think of it.
Right.
Bad use of the word. Okay. But the point I'm trying to make is, because consciousness is everywhere and in everything, like, you know, even the bees and the gnats and us, you know, we're always relating to each other through consciousness and just by being. It's not separated. And even though we separate subconscious and conscious and unconscious, we're just trying to cut them all up.
We do all the time.
Yeah.
We do that all the time.
But it's not really how it works. It's all flows together. And I think it's really important to remember that when you're thinking about something, especially a lot, it can't help but happen because it already exists. It's already in consciousness.
Right.
So it's going to flow, and your manifestations will come naturally because that is just how it is. It's all very natural. It all comes to you, and sometimes things will happen and you'll turn around and go, wait, I had wanted that to happen, and it did, and I'm like in the middle of it,
right?
Not remembering that I wanted it to happen,
but it just happened anyway. Yeah. Like it was supposed to.
Yeah.
Like earlier today we talked about bees as we were on our way here. We talked about bees, and it's just randomly you're saying that you were outside talking, you were outside just kind of hanging out, and you saw a bee like the other day, and you were telling me about it.
Yeah.
And now all of a sudden we come here in front of the...
I walk out of the car into a bee.
Into a bee.
Like
literally right
there. And they're still kind of hanging out a little bit. But it's just funny because, I mean, how often do you really think about bees? I mean...
You hardly don't, you know? Unless it's honey. You know, you're dealing with honey in
some
capacity.
Well, yeah, that's true. Unless you're dealing with honey.
Right. But again, just the idea of... And this was something that you manifested that wasn't... It was just more or less a conversation, you know, we were having or whatever. And then
my flashback with sitting outside and having the bees crawling on me, and people were like, what are you doing? There's a bee on you. And it was, I was like really calm, and they were just literally came up and kissed me on the mouth.
Oh, wow.
That happened a couple of times that day. It's like, and it didn't bother me. It was just very, it's just pretty calming.
Right. So when it comes to manifesting, and like I said earlier, the idea of being able to acknowledge what it is that you desire, and well, again, we talk about this all the time. You know, even you've had to kind of correct me a couple of times because I still say, I want this, I want this, I want this. The last time we talked, we didn't really get into the deep dive as to why it's important to not say, I want this. Why is it more important to say, I have this, you know? And I wanted to kind of talk a little bit more about that and touch more on that, because I believe that in itself is extremely important when it comes to understanding the desires of your heart and understanding exactly how this thing will actually work like it's supposed to. So I wanted you to kind of talk a little bit more about that. And again, it's not necessarily saying I want this, but more or less saying I have this.
Right. Because, again, because when you express something as in even saying I'm manifesting it, uh-huh. it's the same thing as saying it's coming or I'm wanting. It's the same thing because you're not acknowledging that you already have it.
Right.
And so you can get caught in a loop of continually wanting something. You can keep wanting something all your life and never get it because you never stop to have it. Okay.
I get that.
Okay. So the idea is to have it and look back from having it, look back from already having what you want. You're looking backwards into having it.
Right.
Like possessing it. Because you already have it once you want it. So you just have to acknowledge that it's yours.
Right.
And start standing on the fact that it's yours.
Right.
So the idea is to go ahead and claim your desire. And so what you start to do is to look back from whatever that is that you desire.
Right.
So you're looking from it instead of toward it.
Right. And I believe that's one of the most important things to do now is I remember watching a video, and I can't remember exactly who it was. It may have been either Zig Ziglar or somebody, some person who's a very self-help guru or whatever. And he's very, very heavy into manifestations and things. And he had mentioned something about talking like it's already yours because your subconscious doesn't recognize the difference between what you want and what you have. All it says is, okay. And it begins to, take shape the things that you need to get done. So, for instance, instead of saying, I want $500,000 in my checking account, all it's going to say is, okay. But you should say, I have $500,000 in the checking account. And then, again, your subconscious or the universe will be like, okay. And then it'll begin to place things in line for you to be able to receive that. And I think that's the most important thing. Like, again, going back to what you say, Renee, is just the idea of if this is what you want, say it as if it's already yours. Say it even if you can't see it. Say it as if it's already yours and it's already there and it's already inside of the realm of your mindset, right? Is that kind of what you're talking about?
Right, yes. So... Okay, so there are a lot of people who say they want $1 million. And that's great. I think that's awesome. I believe our society is at a point to where abundance is more accepted.
Right.
But do they really want it? That's the thing. You have to claim it and not just want it. And that it makes a big difference.
Right.
If you back up and say, okay, I have $1 million. What would I do with it? What would I do if I had $1 million?
Right.
So allow yourself to go ahead and be in that space. You want to move past desiring it. You want to move past saying you don't have any money. You definitely want to stop saying you don't have any money.
I don't have money or I can't afford this. Right.
Right. And I think a lot of that is the people that you hang out with. You want to start hanging with people who are money-minded and are doing the same thing, because there you can have your conversations, you can advise each other, you can help each other, think that way, because in our society, we're not used to it. We're not used to claiming things, and there's kind of a bad rap with claiming things. Oh, you're just going to pretend that you have money? That's what some people think. But they don't understand the power in that because they're coming from a different mindset.
So, in other words, what you're saying is do the work.
Right.
Do the work to go along with it.
That is the work.
Yeah, that's the work.
Yeah, that's the work.
Aligning yourself with other people who have similar interests as you.
Mm-hmm.
And not just placing yourself in that one spot where it's like, okay, I don't know what to do, you
right.
know. Or you're saying to yourself, I want this, or I have this. I have this, and you're not actually aligning yourself with other people to or not. You're not placing yourself in a position to be able to receive what you're having. Is that what you're saying?
Well, I'm just saying it's people come from different ways of thinking. That's what's really important about that, is because if you're a negative person and you suddenly decide that you want $1 million, but you don't really believe it, then it's a waste of time. You really right. have to start changing the way you think once you get that idea of what you want. And actually, if you have the idea and it kind of is fascinating to you and you kind of start thinking about it, that's going to bring people into your life that are going to help you, because, you know, you're going to start feeling like, you know what, why not? Why can't I have $1 million? And the more you think that, the more people are going to be drawn to you, or you'll be drawn to certain information.
Right.
Right. So you could, you know, it doesn't matter where you start from, but it may take a little longer if you're just, you know, if you're the type of person who doesn't believe those kinds of things. You just have to kind of start switching your thoughts. It's all about switching your thoughts.
Start readjusting your thought process behind it.
Right.
And see, it's, okay, so that's fascinating to me, because there's a lot of people now. I'll use my dad as an example, which, you know, I love my dad 100%. And I believe he has a brilliant mind, right? I believe he has, you know, I believe he has, he's an amazing person. However, there are times where he will get into his own mindset in believing that he's only worth what it is that he has now. He's not looking at a larger picture, you know. For instance, there was something one time when I was telling him, I was encouraging him to go to school, and I said, you know, I think you should go into school, like, you know, to, because he's a mechanic and he's extremely good. I mean, he's very good at building things, you know, from an auto mechanic standpoint. Like, he has a Corvette that he just tricked out, has TVs inside of the hood, and just a lot of random things that he knows how to do. And a lot of it has to do with him doing the research,
mm-hmm.
building it, understanding how to do it or whatever, going to YouTube and stuff like that. I said, Pops, you should either, if not, go back to school to try to further your education on this and open up a shop, or just open up an actual shop to do this and to generate revenue or to make money. Wow, I don't think nobody's going to come to my shop. You know, and I'm like, see, I think a lot of it has to do with your mindset right now. You know, you're automatically downing yourself, or you're automatically downplaying who you are and the potential that you have. And it frustrates me sometimes, because it's like, I know the potential and I see the potential. And again, he's aligned himself with other people around him who is able to do these amazing things or whatever, but he feels like he can't do it. And it's all about that mindset shift, like you was mentioning earlier. I try my best to get him to shift that mindset into thinking that, you know what, it can be done. It will be done.
You can do it for
him. I can
do it,
right.
Right.
Yeah, and so, and I'm glad you said that too, because that was going to be my next question. So how would I, if you know someone who is great, who has greatness instilled in them, however, they don't see it in their perspective, the greatness, how would I, as me being on the outside looking in, help encourage him to be, or help anybody, not just him, but anybody, help them see the manifestation that they deserve to have?
Okay, so this is one of Neville Goddard's techniques, is what you do, and you can do it for yourself too, but if you want something for someone else, just imagine them telling you whatever that you want them to say to you.
Okay.
So, like, you might imagine that your father says, you know what, I decided I'm going to have my own auto mechanic shop, and I'm excited about it. what do you think? Or, you know, a conversation where you're hearing him tell you exactly what you wanted him to say. I don't know exactly.
Right. I get what you're saying. Yeah.
Right. But you just hear it. Hear it in your mind and just keep hearing it in your mind. And one day you will hear him say that. That's just how it worked. I've kind of done that before with my family.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I should be sharing this.
It's up to you.
But really, it was just a matter. In my situation, it was a matter of staying calm when something was happening around me.
Right.
And so I just told myself that I was calm. And my surroundings calmed down. Just by insisting that I was going to be calm.
It calmed down automatically.
It calmed
by default.
Down.
Okay.
Immensely, like more than you could ever imagine.
Right.
And actually yesterday or the day before I was thinking, well, it's really calm around here.
Like, man, it may
Did
be too
I really
calm.
Want this?
No. Right.
But yeah, it's really just a matter of you can imagine yourself hearing what you would want the other person to say.
Okay.
And just keep imagining it. I have a particular scene in mind for my special person, and I have it for like 10 years down the line, and I have one of my friends congratulating me at the 10-year anniversary.
Right.
So it'd be like that. So what I'm doing is I'm not really messing around with the middle of how I got to 10 years with this person.
Right.
I'm focusing on that 10-year mark because I'm looking back from it as, you know, it's already happened. We're at the party. My friend's congratulating me. This is awesome, Renee. You did it. You did it, you know.
Okay.
And so you would do that for your other person, whatever it is that you want to happen.
I get that. That makes sense.
Right.
That makes sense. So what's the difference between someone thinking it and someone saying it? Do you believe there's a big difference in terms of manifestation? So if I think something or if I continue to think it, a certain manifestation versus if I say it, what do you think there's a contrast between the two, or do you think it's still the same thing? So, and the reason why I ask that is because, you know, a lot of times people think really wacky things, right? And sometimes they'll think it out loud, and sometimes it happens. Mm-hmm. Sometimes, for the most part, it doesn't happen.
Mm-hmm.
But what would be the difference between or do you think it's more powerful if someone thinks it or if someone says it?
Well, I feel like thinking is more powerful. And I don't know why, if it's because when you say it, you're hearing it and you're getting
feedback. Right.
Whereas if you're just saying it into yourself, then it's kind of it's private. It's something. Maybe I feel more connected to consciousness when I say things in my mind.
Okay.
And it definitely works to me. It seems to work to me faster.
When you think it versus say it.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's... I'm just trying to think. But also, you can talk to yourself and have things happen.
That's what I was thinking.
You can do it out loud to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. I'm kind of stuck on that. I personally think inside works for me better.
Right.
Again, people are different. People work differently.
Yeah, and I'm asking that because I have friends. In fact, one of my friends, she was on your podcast, Rolanda.
Oh, Rolanda. Yeah.
Yeah. She does affirmations. She says affirmations all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of the things that she speaks out will come to pass.
Right.
Versus I have other friends who actually think things like you.
Mm-hmm.
You think things and it comes to pass. So which one would to the person who's listening to this for the first time and who's trying to figure out exactly how should I do it, which route do you think they should take? Because I'm more of a I say it out loud person.
Right.
And a lot of the things I say out loud, or I'll write it down. And the things that I say out loud or write down or whatever, I feel I'll have much more of a connection to versus something something that I consider a fleeting moment in my head. You know what I mean?
Okay, so I'm going to say there's no right answer. It's based on the person. A lot of this is good to test what is working. Okay, so like I've done like this whole journey of manifesting different ways, you know. But I find it, I got to be honest, I find it amusing to be sitting somewhere and thinking certain things and have the people in the room start responding to my inner thoughts.
Oh, wow.
Okay, guys. Maybe I'm just a control freak.
Right.
But it happens a lot. And so for me, that has worked. Okay. It doesn't mean that I don't sometimes say things out loud. But it seems more, on the money. But it's more natural for me to think it inside. I think it's because for a lot of years I kept things to myself.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe I'm just used to thinking things inside of my head. You know,
okay,
it's been a habit for me to think things inside of my mind. So for me,
it works better for you to think it.
It works better for me.
So in essence, there's no right or wrong answer.
There's no right or wrong.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like that. I like the idea of having that analogy because that was one of the main questions someone asked me. You know, what's the difference? And is there a difference? And which one should I be doing more of? Should I be thinking more or should I be saying more? And it's good to know because I believe the same thing. I don't think there's a right or wrong answer with either way you go. I just, as long as you do it.
Right. As long as you're watching your thoughts,
mm-hmm.
whatever they are, you know, even, you know, because you don't want to, you want to make sure you're keeping track of what you're thinking.
Right.
Whether you're saying it or whether you're just thinking it.
When I meditate, I'll have thoughts in my head or whatever. And sometimes they'll be, I mean, for the most part, they're positive thoughts. But every once in a while, they'll have a random thought that will just kind of pop in or whatever. And I feel, I don't know, for some reason, I feel stronger towards the negative ones. And maybe it's because I am so accustomed to things not working out the way that I thought.
Yeah.
And that's why I gravitate more towards the negative ones. So now I am focused more on shifting or like whatever the negative thought is, I'm focused more on shifting it towards a positive reinforcement. So that's one thing that I'm constantly working on right now is just being able to remove that stronger feeling or that stronger reaction towards the negative thoughts and replace that stronger reaction with positive thoughts or have the stronger reaction go more towards the positive thoughts. And that's why when I talk with you all the time, I say, you know, a lot of times whenever I talk with you, I always kind of revert back to that. Oh, I'm trying to do this. I want to do this. I have to do this. I need to do this. Instead of saying, I am doing this. I'm doing this. It's
so
already
it's
done.
It's a good thing that sometimes I'm like, stop it.
Right.
Stop it.
Acknowledge it. Right. And I appreciate that because I'm acknowledging the fact. Well, you are acknowledging the fact for me.
That you're going in the wrong direction.
You're going in the wrong direction. Right. And
don't
I need to fix that.
Don't jump on that.
Right. And I need to fix that.
Right.
I need to fix that. And so, it's. Y'all, I mean, I don't even know what to say, y'all. It's strong. It works. Like, I'm telling you this from experience on the positive side and sometimes on the not so positive side.
Exactly.
It works, you know.
It works all the time, every day, 24/7.
Right, right, and it's constantly working, and so, and I will tell people oftentimes why not just cloud your mind with happy things, with positive things, like you told me earlier. You know, see yourself in this position. See the Christmas tree. See the car, because there's a car that I really, really, really want. There's a car that I have in my head that I already have. And I remember once before, and yeah, she just checked me on it again, y'all. Y'all should have saw that look she gave me. But there's a car that I have in my mind that is going, that is, it's already in the lot. It's already
come on, dude.
Yeah, I know, right? Damn, B. The car is already in the parking lot. And one thing I used to do that you would say no, don't do this. I would see myself in that car, and not necessarily see
the car
from a first person, you know, from a first person's perspective, that car.
Right.
I would always see myself driving the car in third party, in third person perspective. And something that you mentioned earlier too, that I'm working on too, it's when you say, No, you said something. What was it that you said? You said, it's a
manifesting.
No, it was something. I can't remember exactly what it was, but when you said it, I wanted to talk to you about it. But you said something about how seeing the 10 years. When you said about the 10 years down the line, mm-hmm. and that's one thing that I don't do. I see the immediate, and I need to start shifting that into seeing 5 years
it's
down the line.
Done.
Right, seeing my car with 25,000 miles on it, you know, taking it to the shop or taking it to the dealership to get service, to get an oil change. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So
it doesn't have to be that far down the line for mm-hmm. everything, as long as you're looking back and not forward. Like it can be 3 months, it's 6 months.
Okay, so it doesn't necessarily have to be that far ahead.
It just needs to be accomplished.
Okay, so what you're saying is look at it in the sense of
it's done.
Yeah, you're already seeing yourself 6 months ahead, looking back at what you did when you first got it.
Yeah, you're already living. Basically, you're living in the past. Does that make sense? You're looking back at something that's already done. Say instead of saying you want the car, you're already driving the car.
Mm-hmm.
You're in the car. You've already had it a while. Like. I think I gave this example before. Your friend's like, man, you had this car for 3 months and I haven't had a chance to ride in it yet.
About
that.
Right.
So just, you know, looking back that it's already done.
So I don't know. I think that would be a little bit more challenging for just debate for the beginners, you know, for people who are starting, because
you can go a couple days past it. It doesn't have to be that far as long as you're going. As in, it's already accomplished.
Okay.
That's the thing. It's whatever you're desiring, it's already accomplished. It's already done so that you can allow yourself these, you know, the bridge of incidents to happen, the things that are going to happen.
The things that are going to happen during that time leading up to that. So, and another thing, too, is that it's not up to you to decide exactly what happens during that time as long as you set the intention
that it's already done. Right.
How you get to it has nothing to do with.
It's not really nothing.
It has any. Okay. Okay.
They have an expression called "I remember when." I guess that might help.
Okay.
I remember when I really wanted that. Was a car that you want?
Well, now I want a BMW X6.
I remember when I wanted a BMW X6, and now I have it.
Okay.
That's something else that Neville taught about, remembering when. I do prefer that just going, you know, looking backwards mm-hmm. to it. You know, like, wow, I've really been enjoying my, what's the car?
BMW X6.
I've really been enjoying my BMW X6. It's everything that I thought it would be. It's got great mileage. And my friends love it, so I feel kind of popular now, or whatever it is that you want.
However you see it, however you see yourself in it.
Yeah.
Okay. I believe that's something that obviously I know that's something that can be done.
Yeah.
Do you suggest that people write these things down?
Yes.
Okay.
When you want something, write it down as if you already have it. Simple. Like, I received a free cup of coffee.
Right.
I received a new BMW. I received $1 billion. Write it all down as very natural.
Okay.
Because what will happen is things do end up happening naturally. Like I said, you can be at the middle of something that you wanted and not even realize it because it came so naturally.
Right.
You know, it's like
it came to you, as if right.
Yeah. Yeah.
It came to you as if it was already, as if it was supposed to happen the way it's supposed to happen.
Right.
I do like the idea of writing it down, making it plain. One of my really good friends, that's one of the things that she does,
mm-hmm.
and it's attributed to a huge amount of success for her, and the things that she has built going. I remember she said once before that she would write down things because she had like prayer journals. prayer journals. And so she would write her prayers down, write her, you know, write in a journal every day. She did it every day for 365 days straight.
These techniques are considered prayers.
Right. So, like writing it down.
Right. We're God.
Right. Right.
This is considered.
So it's considered a prayer.
Yeah.
Right.
We're creating the things that we desire.
Right.
All the time.
God is wisdom.
It's a more deliberate focusing your attention, you know, deliberately focusing what you're thinking about.
Mm-hmm.
Every day as much as you can. And people say, well, that's being, you know, too in control. But it's really not, because you're always in control.
You're given the power to be able to do it.
You're just trying to keep up with it now.
Right. And that's one of the things that she would do. She would write it down all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And she would always say, I see, because she manifested a specific car. That she saw it. She created a vision board and she saw it every day. And I remember one time I spoke with her, and she said, Eric, you would not believe what happened to me today. And I said, what? She said she was going to get her, I think she was going to get her oil changed. And the guy asked her, hey, have you ever considered upgrading your car to this? And she said, no, I never thought about it. But then he was like, let me work something out for you. And she worked it out to a point where she was able to get the vehicle that she wanted at such an extremely reasonable rate.
It's awesome.
To whereas she said, hey, I just literally went there to go get an oil change. And she was just kind of looking around and she saw it or whatever. And she said, this is the actual car. Everything, all the way down to the color, to the size and everything. She said, this is the actual car that I saw, that I manifested. And so, and this is the stuff that she wrote down. She wrote it down in her journal. And now she has a business where that journal, like, she does prayer journals. And her business has exploded. Again, she just saw something amazing happening. She saw that she was going to be in some type of realm of helping people, motivating people.
Mm-hmm.
And that's an amazing way to motivate somebody, by giving them an opportunity to write down what they want, down what they desire, manifest what they desire. So, yeah, it works, yo. I mean,
it does all the time, every day. Things, it's funny. I can't. It happens so much that it's hard to keep up to share things, because it's like always happening now. It's very, now that I'm, you know, I've been focusing on what I'm thinking.
Right.
Things just are just like happening all the time.
Do you suggest focusing on one thing at a time, or do you suggest focusing on multiple things?
You're going to want to focus on multiple things, I think, because you don't want to feel like you're, you know, obsessing over something. Try to take it by days or weeks, maybe, or do something during the week and do something else during the weekend.
Right.
You know, so that you split it up a little bit. Sometimes it's good just to, if something is very connected together, you can put it all together, and allow maybe it to naturally break itself up.
Okay.
Just by
into pieces.
The way that things happen after you, you know, do this. There's a group that I'm in called Ask Formations.
Okay. I like the name of that.
And what it is, it's affirmations, but you do it in a question. And so you would say, how did I end up in my Bayview condo so quickly? So you're putting in what you desire within the question.
Okay.
And so what they basically do is it's the same thing, just allowing, you know, things to happen. But you put how in front of it instead of just doing it as an I am, or, you know, I have an amazing Bayview condo. You might put it as, how did I receive my Bayview condo so quickly? So you got quickly in there. You have what you want in there. It's very short. It's very simple. You just kind of allow things to go from there. But that's what affirmations are, is you're having your affirmation within the question.
Do you answer the question, or do you...
Your subconscious does the same thing. It starts creating,
okay,
you know, situations and incidents, and picking up Facebook, you know, and seeing what you need to see, it does the same thing.
Okay. I may be more privy to do that, to go that route.
You can do all the above.
You know, and it's funny you say that, because if you go to a lot of the Facebook, because YouTube, I go to a lot of YouTube videos and I look at, you know, the vehicle that I want, and a lot of times the vehicle, the X6, the BMW X6 is a lot of people that have it on YouTube or whatever, they'll ask that similar question. How in the world did I get this? Mm-hmm. Or they'll say, well, I know you guys are probably wondering, how did I get this mm-hmm. with having to pay nothing on it? Or how did I get this with having to pay very little on it? Or how did I get this mansion? Or how did I get this this business prosperous like this? Mm-hmm. So it never dawned on me that is another a maneuver, another technique, right, that you can do.
And so, don't be afraid to ask for exactly what you want. Okay? Exactly. Right. Don't be afraid. Don't let people say, well, you should settle for this or settle for that. Never, 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 never settle.
And, you know, and that's another big thing that people ask about as well is, are they say, well, I'm reaching too big.
Yeah, no.
I'm going too high. You know, I'm asking for $2 million. Again, when you, I think a lot of it has to do with belief.
You have to be aware that you and I are the gods, mm-hmm. gods, goddesses, and I don't know. I sent you this maybe the article about. I was going to see the article about. The only people that were able to come to this realm were master manifestors that we were trained for this.
Mm-hmm. I think you did send it to me.
That's powerful.
Right.
If you didn't believe it before.
Right.
You know,
and believe it. Right.
Yeah. That the only person, you know, the only people who could survive
are the master
or
manifestors.
Thrive here in this dense realm, physical realm.
Right.
Were the people that knew what to do.
They knew what to do and knew and believed. Without a shadow of a doubt that it was already done.
Yeah. That we would have never come here if we thought we couldn't thrive.
We wouldn't be alive. You know,
if we even bother, because we were already taken care of where we were.
Right. Right.
This is just like a Disneyland for us, an adventure world. And we have to see it more as that, as joy,
joy,
because it's kind of a twist, like a game where we had everything we wanted. We wanted to try something different. We took on a body with its systems in place, and we were handicapped by not knowing who we were as soon as we got here. We took on the veil of forgetfulness, like they talk about in the Bible.
Right.
And then we were given things like fear was part of the realm.
Doubt. Another one.
Yeah, all these things that came with being here. And so now we're awakening to the fact where we are, what we're supposed to be doing.
And having them know this can be done.
It's being done.
It's being done. Like some of the most important people in this world have created this. Everything from the Starbucks to the mint cheese to, you know, to whatever.
It all started with a thought.
Right. Everything started with a thought. So it's very good stuff. You always have the good stuff though. You always it never stops, you know, with you. And it's always encouraging to speak with you because you know what you're talking about. How do you It's so difficult, though, a lot of times, well, it's challenging to get people to see that, to get people to see just how everything else that you see around you, everything that's in your realm, that's in your presence, was created by someone who had a thought for it and who had an idea for it. And it's difficult to get people into that mindset, you know?
It's kind of funny you would say that, because I think following your thoughts is the easiest way to figure it out. Because if you start paying attention to what you're thinking and looking around at where you are and what you're doing, then you kind of, I think it clicks a little bit. Like, wait, I did this. I did this myself.
Right.
I was thinking about it, or I was talking about it. Mm-hmm. Somebody had a flooded car. What are we talking about earlier?
Yeah. Yeah. That was, yeah.
Putting your feelings and emotions into things is going to create them. But you know, if you pay attention, you have that time to change your thoughts. You have that time to change your feelings.
Right.
It's just a matter of paying attention to what's going on in your mind. That's like the top thing, is paying attention to what's going on in your mind. Because from day one, we've been creating these things because that's what we do. That's our nature. We are consciousness, and we're all connected together. And, you know, the meditation that people do is all about getting quiet. And when you're listening to yourself, you're listening to God, because you're God. You're sitting there, right, listening to yourself, you know. But it's just a matter of realizing it. We already know it. It's just recalling all this information.
All the information, right.
And learning to use, you know, your thoughts for your good and everyone else's good.
Okay. Do you believe... do you believe in the idea of somebody manifesting something that they know is not for them?
What is it?
Like, do you believe in the idea of someone who... Okay, so say, for instance, I just saw a guy pass by with a Tesla, right?
Okay.
And I say, oh, you know what? That's a really nice car. Mm-hmm. I want that kind of car. But... But in the back of your mind, you're saying, you know that you kind of don't want that car, but you just, I guess my question is, is there a way that you can determine if something is, how do you know when something is for you? Is my question, because there'll be, like, for instance, you'll hear a rapper or whatever, or an entertainer, and then there'll be somebody say, I want exactly what he has. I want it exactly the way he has it, or whatever, whatever. How do you know if that is something that is for them versus something that's not for them, but you just want it because you're greedy?
But so you're actually judging this person.
Exactly. How do you refrain from doing that, I guess, is my question.
Practice.
Just saying,
literally just practice not judging people.
Right.
Because people want what they want. That's the thing. You really don't have any control. You're basically trying to control the person when you're judging them.
Okay.
And so instead, just allow a person to have their own thoughts and desires.
Right.
There's no benefit to judging someone else's desires.
Right. And the reason why I say that is because obviously, you know, envy is huge right now. A lot of people are envious of others. And like, again, just as an example, I want the same lifestyle that this person has, you know. Is that being fair to what your true intent or your true manifestation should be? Or is that, or are you, I guess my question is, what do you think it will work?
What would work?
The fact is, if you're an entertainer and I said, I want the exact same type of entertainment lifestyle that this person had, like you have.
You can have whatever you want.
Okay.
Your desire,
so you don't think there's anything wrong?
No, your desire is your desire. You know, no one should be judging anyone else. I mean, I know we do because we were taught in the Bible that you only should do this, that, and the other. But that's not really the way it is.
Right. Right.
That's not, first of all, how it really works.
It's not how it should be. Right. Yeah, that's not how
it's
supposed to be.
You know, at our base, we're all equal. And so, and we're all, you know, like I said, connected.
Right.
So if you want an entertainment lifestyle, you have every right to have that desire. You have every right to have that desire filled. You should desire what you want. Like I said, no limits.
So let me add on to that then. So how do you... So for, say, for instance, if you have a... I'll give you an example. Mm-hmm. And this is a really brief example because I've said it on a previous episode. There's this guy, I was at one of my stores, and there was this guy who wanted to be in cartoon design, production company. And his boss was telling him, his supervisor was telling him, you don't need to do that because you're going to be working at this company and you're going to retire from this company. And so he kind of put his head down and said, yeah, I know. And so I encouraged him. I said, look, you can be whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. Mm-hmm. So how do you fight? How do you combat those forces that are seen and some that are unseen? People who talk about you when you don't even know, who talk down the manifestation that you have. Do you just not tell them, or do you say, hey, I shouldn't? Do you keep it to yourself, I guess, is my question.
You can just keep it to yourself. That's why I said, do it in your head. You could be looking right at them and having your I am the best cartoonist in the world thought, and no one knows, no one cares.
Right. Never let the left hand know what the right is doing.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, people can say what they want. Just don't allow them to rule you.
Right. And to control your idea and your mindset.
Right.
Good stuff, y'all. I think we're done. I mean, anything else you want to talk about?
Not that I could think of.
I know, right? Because every time we get together, we always talk about all kind of cool stuff. So, yeah, again, Renee, thank you so much. You're always a shining light on this manifestation thing.
I did think of something.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Set your own rules, people.
I like that.
The rules for whatever you want. Like I said, if you're thinking in your mind, then no one's going to be able to stop you anyway.
Oh, I'm so glad you said that.
Make your own rules about what you want. Even people like me telling you what to do. Do what you want. Make your choice of which way works for you.
I'm so glad you said that, because that's a very good point. Who makes the rules anyway? Again, like you said just now, you can obviously we're just providing you some insight on what you can do. But ultimately, it's your decision on how you implement it. Make your own rules. Don't allow anyone else to tell you this how it should be done, or tell you. Do it this way.
Or
tell you that you can't do it. Implement your own rules. Do it yourself. Create it yourself. And we all have the power, the ability, and the authority to do it ourselves. That's a really good one. Set your own rules.
Right.
Don't settle just for anyone else's rules. Do your own thing. Because that's really the only way that you can know what's good for you or not.
Right. And you're going to be testing it by set your rules, test it, see how it's working, adjust it. You know, just like any other thing that you would create, you want to test it out, see how it works, adjust it to what fits for you. You know, things that I set for myself, I have to sometimes remember, wait, this isn't the rule that I made for myself, and decide, do I want to go by the rule or do I want to change the rule?
Right. Yeah. I mean, and there's no such thing really as breaking rules. Well, there's no such thing as breaking rules. There's either you can follow the rules or you can create your own rules. You know, the rules that people have set, you're not breaking those rules. You're just removing yourself from the rules that they have placed on you. You're just setting yourself.
The restrictions.
Right. You're setting yourself from the restrictions that they have on you. Create your own rules. Be the ruler of your own person.
And you're doing it anyway. So don't think it's some big, moment.
Right.
You're already creating them anyway. Just become aware that you're creating them. And if you don't like what's happening, change it.
Yep.
Change the rule.
Change it.
That you've made, you know.
I love it. I love that. That's a very good point. That's a very good point. You know, just if you don't like what you're doing, change it.
Yeah.
You know,
change it already.
you are yourself. No, everyone else is taken. So be you. Do you and create what you know that you are set to do, and create what you know you can do and what you know should be done. That's why I'm getting that BMW X6. That's why I already have that BMW X6.
That's why he's driving us today in the BMW.
Exactly. Exactly. Because I'm going to look back at this, 5 or 6 years from now, and I'm going to be like, man, I remember when I said, this is what I have. Or I can't believe that I've gotten this so quickly.
Yeah.
So thank you, Renee.
Sure. Thank you for having me on.
As always, where can they find you?
Oh, yes. You can find me on Facebook.com/LimitlessManifesting, Instagram.com/LimitlessManifesting. And those are the best places to find me.
Okay. Awesome. Awesome. And
and of course, the podcast. Sorry.
Oh, Sands of the Mind.
Sands of the Mind,
you
guys.
You got to keep that.
That's also Instagram, Sandsdotcom, sands in the mine.
Right. Yeah, we got to remember that, man, because you've been popping with that.
Oh,
yes. You've been popping with it.
Some good interviews coming up.
Yeah. I'm excited. So, y'all, thank y'all so much for listening in, and we will definitely be right back with the Keep Going Moment. Hey, y'all, it's Eric again with the I'ma Keep Going podcast, and I told you before about Buzzsprout. Well, guess what? I'm going to tell you again how easy it is and how it's the best way to launch and promote your podcast. I mean, it doesn't take long at all to be online and set it up with the major platforms like Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and all the other ones. They've helped over 100,000 people get their message out to the world. And in all honesty, all you really need is some small gear like a microphone and a laptop and a quiet place to start recording your dreams. Plus, they'll give you the tools that you need to determine how many people are listening to your podcast and the tools to help you grow it. So what are you waiting on, y'all? Come on. Click the link on the show notes to get started and get a $20 Amazon gift card after you sign up with a paid plan. Easy peasy lemon squeezy, I promise you. So check it out, y'all. It's Buzzsprout, the easiest way to make a podcast. Welcome back to the I'ma Keep Going podcast, and here is your Keep Going moment. Now, at the time of this recording, we still don't know who won the election. It's actually quite frustrating to hear that because, I mean, let's be honest, the election is something that a lot of people were kind of looking forward to. I mean, some were looking forward to keeping the current president in the White House while others were looking to remove him and replace him with someone else. Either way it goes, I mean, it's 2020, so that in itself speaks volumes. Y'all, this has been, in my opinion, one of the absolute, if not the absolute, weirdest year that I've ever experienced. And a lot of people feel the same way that I do. I have a lot of friends that have decided to just scrap the whole year and say whatever to the remainder of it and start all over again next year. My rebuttal to that is, what if next year is just as weird and, for some, just as bad as this year? Are you going to scrap that one too? Now, true, there's been so much shit happening this year. And I feel you when you say, I can't just do anything I want because 2020 is terrible and there's so much stuff going on. However, me personally, I cannot sit here and just allow a year, this year, to get the best of me. I won't allow myself to sit idle and not do anything at all. I'm a creator and my mind is always running. And I have a use it or lose it mentality. And if I don't push myself to stay consistent, then I know how I am. And keep in mind, I'm not talking about anyone particular when I say the things that I'm saying right now. I'm only speaking for myself and the things that I know I can do. I remember once when I said that I was going to take off for about a year from filmmaking and focus on my family and just writing some things down. That was 4 years ago, and I haven't filmed anything since. I believe I would have been a lot further along with filmmaking had I stayed consistent. Now, I've written some things down here and there, but just not to the level of consistency that I was back in 2016. I honestly kick myself in the ass sometimes because I was very good at what I did. I believe I told really good stories and stuff. So every once in a while, I'll go back to my old Vimeo filmmaking page and watch some old videos, which I'll place at the bottom of the show notes and allow you to be the judge. But for one reason only, I never got back to it. I got lazy. Now, I believe some people, specifically creators who chose not to do anything during this time of coronavirus and social injustice in just 2020, has gotten to a point where they feel normal with not doing anything at all. It's like that's your new normal now. What used to be your main goal and your main dream and vision has been overshadowed by the need to keep yourself grounded, which I understand it. But watching TV, listening to news, and watching social media all day just ain't gonna cut it. Now, obviously, mental health is important, and I'm not taking that away from anyone at all. I can only speak for me when I say a part of being in a good mental space is creating something. I remember talking to several people, friends actually, about how they feel when COVID first hit and when we were shut down. It was chaos. I understood that, and I felt the same, even after the killing of George Floyd and Ahmaud Arbery and Breonna Taylor. It was the same. It was hard for all of us. And obviously some people ingest pain and sadness and frustration differently. But it's now November, and I asked those same folks, have they been creating or working on their passion? All but one said they're not. Only one said that they got back into the game a month or so afterwards because they felt the same as me. It was frustrating to endure all that's happening, and the only way to get it out is to create.
to build something, to work on something. And like I said earlier, I'm not here to be condescending or judgmental towards anyone regarding their emotional state, because if that's how you feel, then that's how you feel. But there will come a day when you have to ask yourself, what have I been doing over the last year or so to make my life better? Will you be satisfied with the answer? And that was my keep going moment. As always, I thank you, Renee Abrahamian, for continuing to shine a light on us and continuing to give us some really good insight about manifestation. I really appreciate it. Y'all, it's time. It's definitely time to make a difference, to make a change, to do something with your life. And to all my creators out there, don't stop. Keep going. Especially right now. Your voice is needed. So keep going. So until the next time, y'all, may the best of your todays be the worst of your tomorrows. I am Eric, and I will see you all soon.